Private jet sales soar as elites urge holidaymakers to stop flying. By Simon Kent on November 3, 2019. The United Nations has confirmed around 25,000 people will fly to Madrid, Spain, next month for 11 days to attend the world's annual climate conference, called 25 Colombian Pesos. The conference's move from its original Santiago, Chile, home to Europe, mirrors a global spike in private jet sales and calls by the globalist elites grow for commercial air passengers to stem their thirst for travel and stay at home, as will be discussed at COP25. Just look at the numbers. Private jet lovers will fork out a combined $248 billion over the next 10 years, buying 7,600 private planes, according to a report quoted in The Guardian. The users span private, corporate, and government clients, including the United Nations. Gaetan Handfield, senior manager of marketing analysis at Honeywell Aerospace and author of the report, confirmed the rise. He said, "It is the introduction of many new aircraft models at the same time, with new clean streamlined designs, that is driving demand for new private jets. People like to have the newest and best jets." Handfield said new jets by Bombardier, Gulfstream and Cessna are proving especially popular because of their longer range. Irony alert, 1,000 private jets deliver globalist elite to Davos for climate change summit. Breitbart London, at Breitbart London, January 24, 2018. The new private jets are expected to be bought by multinational companies and the super rich over the next decade, each of which will burn 40 times as much carbon per passenger as regular commercial flights, predicted a report by aviation firm Honeywell Aerospace. About 690 new business jets are expected to take to the skies in 2019 alone, a 9% increase on 2018, as businesses and the wealthy refresh their fleets with new models released by three of the world's biggest private jet manufacturers. Meanwhile, those who use commercial airlines for holidays and basic business travel are being told to think again about the carbon footprint they leave behind. Barefoot Prince Harry warns world, climate change must be addressed. Breitbart London, at Breitbart London, August 1, 2019. Just last month, climate advocate Prince Harry flew to Amsterdam to caution holidaymakers and tourism chiefs about the damage being done to the environment by frequent flyers, as Breitbart News reported. Prince Harry's message was contained in a new project called Travelist, which has been 3 years in the making, seeking to make tourism across the world more sustainable for local communities and habitats in general, and tourists to be more mindful with their day-to-day actions in particular. Hollywood celebrities and business leaders have carbon footprints up to 300 times bigger than the rest of us, a study reveals, highlighting the hypocrisy of those who promote climate change activism while refusing to set foot on a commercial flight. As Breitbart News reported, rich and famous super emitters are such constant travelers they could also be encouraging others to follow in their slipstream by boasting of their private jet-setting habits on social media, researchers found. Topping the list of celebrity greenhouse gas super emitters is Microsoft billionaire Bill Gates, with a whopping carbon footprint of more than 1,600 tons of CO2. Gates took 59 flights in 2017, traveling 213,130 miles, mostly on his private Bombardier BD-700 jet, which he describes as his big splurge and which seats 19 passengers. Second was socialite Paris Hilton, who flew 171,346 miles by various private jets, emitting more than 1,260 tons of CO2 in the process. Jennifer Lopez flew 139,520 miles, Oprah Winfrey 83,356 miles, and Facebook founder Mark Zuckerberg 65,888 miles. Others in the list include designer Karl Lagerfeld, German footballer André Schürrle, web video producer Felix von der Leyden, and U.S. businesswoman Meg Whitman. Publishing their findings in the journal Annals of Tourism Research, researchers trawled through the celebrities' Facebook, Instagram and Twitter accounts and media reports to ascertain whether they flew privately or commercially. Stefan Gosling, the lead author, said the emergence of the concept of flygskam, which is Swedish for flight shame, had prompted more questions about the impact of frequent flyers and their love of private jet travel. 2 weeks ago, more than 100 celebrity supporters of climate activists Extinction Rebellion, XR, who hail from Hollywood, the theater world, music, and the arts admitted in an open letter being hypocrites over their high-carbon lifestyles but gave no indication they intended to mend their ways. Instead, they think it best if everyone else not in their cohort do as they are told by Greta Thunberg. Stop flying and fight for their already devastated future. They added without a hint of irony that critics will not silence us and they will not stop flying around the planet promoting their films in general and themselves in particular. Their activism is supported by globalist organizations like the European Union, EU. As Breitbart News reported, the EU is set to make a multi-million euro increase on funding private jet taxis for its officials, while also claiming to be a global climate leader demanding Europe-wide carbon emission cuts by 50%, if not 55%, by 2030. Follow Simon Kent on Twitter, follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.